Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 13th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pebeis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Shavii, Mishnah Dalad. Shlosh HaShachol Ke'echod, three people that sat together and ate together. Since they now chayv to make a zimun, one will invite the other two to bench, Rabbi Samuel mentioned, that's a zimun. Einon Rishon Chalak. They're now not allowed to break off and make a bracha without a zimun because they already had that obligation. V'chein arba, if you have four people, they can't split. V'chein chamisha, or five, if they're eaten together. None of them can split away. Why? Because they'll miss the zimun. They'll chayv to make them zimun, and if they break off, they won't have their own zimun anymore, the people that break away. If there's six of them, then they can split. They can split into two groups of three. And each one can make their own zimun if they want. Ad asara, until they get to 10. Once you get to 10 people, then they can't split up. Because once you have 10, each one, then there's a chiyuv to make a bracha with the benching of the mezumin with 10. As we said, as the Mishnah continues, v'asara ina nechalokin. Once you have 10 people that are together, then they can't split up because now they have a chiyuv to make a zimun with Hashem's name. Ad shiyu esrim, until you get to 20. If there's 20, once there's 20 people, then they can split again into two groups of 10 because there's nothing being missed by having two groups of 10. They can still, each one can do the nevorech elokeinu shachalom shalai. They can each use Hashem's name. Mishnah Hay. The previous Mishnah we learned, when the Bnei Chabura can split or move away from each other, under what circumstances. Now our mission is going to tell us under what circumstances can people join, can groups join together to make a zimun, one zimun. Shtei chaburois shahoyo eichlos bevayis echad, two groups of people that were eating in one house, with each group eating at a separate table. Can they join together to make one zimun? Says the Mishnah, Bizman Shemiktsosun Roin Eilos Eilo. If at least some of one group can see some of the other group, then Har Eilu Mitstofin Lazimun. They can join together to make one Mazuman. Bimlav, if none of the people in one group can see any of the people in the other group, Eilu Mazamnin Latzman, the Eilu Mazam Latzman. Each group must make their own Zimun. The Gemara, however, does add that if, or qualifies this Mishnah, and explains that if there's a shamash, if there's a waiter who is serving both groups, it's the same waiter, then even if they don't see each other, they can join together to make one zimun, because that waiter serving both groups effectively joins the two, can make him considered like one group. Now Mishnah turns to a different topic, and that is the bracha on wine in those days. Now, those days, their wine was very, very strong. They used to dilute it. It was very strong. Now, Mishnah talks about what happens if you didn't dilute it. Says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you cannot make a bracha berpri agofen on wine of those days until it's diluted, until you've put water in it, a bit of water in it. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you don't dilute it with water, it's so strong that it doesn't have the chashivus, it doesn't have the importance of being called wine for making a berpri agofen, and rather you would make berpri ha'etz as if you were eating grapes. It hasn't achieved its chashivus of wine. That's when you make the bracha berpri agofen, when it becomes wine. But when it's that strong, you haven't diluted it, no, you can't make a bracha berpri agofen. And they say you can make berpri agofen, even on wine that's not been diluted with water. However, the Chachamim do agree to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to a cup used for benching. When you make a benching over a cup of wine, you should not make a bracha over it until you put water or dilute it, so that it'll be mitzvah menuvcha, so it'll be the best way of doing the mitzvah of the cup of wine, benching over a cup of wine.